From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A ceasefire goes into effect in Syria. The truce calls for an initial 48-hour renewable ceasefire at any location where anti-government forces are operating.
The resumption of a nationwide cessation of hostilities that excludes only Al-Qaeda affiliate Al-Nusra and Daesh.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry declared it may be the last chance to preserve the country fractured by 5 years of civil war. The joint U.S.-Russia accord stipulates that aid agencies should not be impeded from reaching towns and areas in need of help. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is skipping a campaign trip to California after being diagnosed with pneumonia. The Clinton campaign says her doctor gave Clinton antibiotics and advised her to rest. New York University ethicist Arthur Kaplan says the public should be skeptical about what candidates say about their health.
Well, I think you have to look at what the candidates tell us about their health through a very skeptical lens. This is political information as much as it is health.
Clinton's Republican opponent, Donald Trump, told Fox News that he hopes she gets well soon. Trump said he plans to release the results of a physical exam he had during the past week. Clinton at 68 and Trump at 70 are among the oldest candidates ever to seek the U.S. presidency. The U.S. and its allies have responded to North Korea's fifth nuclear test conducted on Friday with calls for new sanctions. China is giving off ambiguous signals about whether it will support any additional action against its traditional ally. South Korean President Park Geun-hye held an emergency meeting on Monday with political leaders. This is VOA News. A human rights group says it has found evidence of war profiteering by some of South Sudan's top political leaders. Actor George Clooney and activist John Prendergast, the co-founders of the rights group The Sentry, shared the findings Monday at a news conference in Washington. Here is Clooney.
The simple fact is they're stealing the money to fund their militias to attack and kill one another. The evidence is thorough, it is detailed, and it is irrefutable.
The report accuses South Sudanese President Salva Kiir, former first vice president Riek Machar, and South Sudanese generals of stealing millions of dollars from state coffers. Prendergast urged the United States and other governments around the world to stop the stolen money from moving through the international financial system. In Turkey, 24 elected mayors of the main pro-Kurdish party have been removed from office. Dorian Jones reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has strongly defended the ouster of the 24 mayors of the pro-Kurdish HDP.
Geç atılmış bir adımdır.
He says it's a step that came late, one that should have been taken long ago. The Interior Ministry accused the mayors of providing financial and logistical support to the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, which is fighting the Turkish state. No evidence has been provided to support the claims, but many mayors have been under investigation for months. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Afghan officials say security forces Monday killed two suicide bombers, ending a two-hour siege at a hospital in Kandahar. The gunfight also left an officer of Afghanistan's intelligence agency dead. Officials say the siege began after two assailants wearing suicide vests stormed the Mirwis Hospital compound in Kandahar and opened fire at security guards there. A spokesman says patients, their attendants, and hospital staff were not harmed. Gulf Arab states have expressed concern about a bill passed by the U.S. Congress that would allow families of the victims of the 2001 terrorist attacks on the U.S. to sue the Saudi government for alleged supporting of terrorism. The six-member Gulf Cooperation Council, of which Saudi Arabia is a key member, said the legislation contravenes the foundations and principles of relations between states, notably sovereign immunity. The Philippine president says he wants all U.S. forces out of his country's south, where they have been advising local troops battling Muslim extremists. Speaking before newly appointed government officials Monday, Rodrigo Duterte blamed the U.S. for the restiveness of Muslim militants in the region. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.